The Athens-Clarke County Mayor and Commission met last night for a marathon work session. The meeting started with the first opportunity for public comment on Mayor Kelly Gertz's proposed budget, but that portion of the evening comprised less than 10 minutes of the 5.5-hour meeting. Moving into their work session, commissioners spent about 2 hours hearing a presentation on and then discussing Project Reset, a program designed to provide relief to people facing eviction. County Manager Blaine Williams told commissioners that a similar program in Gwinnett County has helped thousands.
Reset works through the magistrate court and tries to bring tenants and landlords together and resolve that and keep people staying where they currently are. And so this helped almost 4,000 folks stay housed that had been struggling financially due to the pandemic.
Commissioners differed over how to move forward with the proposal. District 6 Commissioner Jesse Houle urged their colleagues to vote on the first steps next Tuesday.
Absent a full consensus tonight, the mechanism we have to give staff clarity is a vote. So I would ask that an item be on our special called agenda on Tuesday that states what staff wants clarity on, and we take a vote on that on Tuesday.
But District 9 Commissioner Ovita Thornton expressed concern that a vote next week limits the role public comment would play in the process.
We normally do a 30-day input, and we are setting a bad precedent when we're ramming stuff through, and we take that right away from our citizens.
The issue remains undetermined at least until commissioners meet next Tuesday for their agenda-setting session. Commissioners also heard from Classic Center CEO Paul Kramer on changes to the Classic Center Arena project, including a requested $25 million increase in the project's budget. Commissioner Jesse Houle.
I felt some sticker shock at the $25 million increase in the overall budget. I was wondering if we could get a breakdown on how much of that is paid for by the private sector partnerships that have evolved since we last talked about this and how much of that's going to come from public funds.
Kramer assured commissioners that the extra money would come from a variety of private sources.
Now, it comes in a variety of formats, right? Some of it is our caterer. As I mentioned, we've negotiated a very favorable agreement with them for a 10-year extension. As an example, they're providing $2.7 million in direct contribution, and they're increasing our overall percentage so that we have ongoing revenue streams that can come in.
Commissioners meet on Thursday for a budget review and again next Tuesday for an agenda-setting session, which will also serve as the second public input opportunity for the FY22 budget. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.